Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings and greetings. Greetings and blessings, blessed souls. We're alive because we're meriting to stay alive in this most existential of moments, connected and configured to eternity. Paradoxically connected to the most mundane of humane experiences, utilizing our faculty of speech. You happen to be tuned into Blog Talk Radio, and we humbly suggest and firmly assert, didn't drink enough coffee yet, that we are the higher frequency of Blog Talk Radio. We call ourselves Soul Class. This is Soul Class 697, a brief tribute to Rev Hillel of Parich. Blessed is our Creator, Shalom, peace, and bracha, blessing upon the entire human family experience. A brief impromptu presentation concerning Rev Hillel of Parich, whose day of ascension is today, the 11th of Av, 5,778 years blazing and grazing creation, since the onset of original man and woman, who were and are continuing to be living examples for the template of human existence. Meanwhile, may the Creator bless and protect you and your loved ones. The tags for today's program are Eternal Creator, Divine Image, Universal Redemption, Children of Israel collaborating with the children of Noah to eradicate hatred, jealousy, and competition not needed upon the face of this blessed earth. Chabad Chasidus, Zohar, Kabbalah, and Rav Hillel of Parich. You might ask, why are we talking about Rav Hillel of Parich? Actually, in the last 22 years, he's had a tremendous influence on my personal learning of Chasidus and trying to serve the Creator, blessed souls, because he was known as a servant of Creator, and a Moshe, and someone who had a profound understanding of the deepest of teachings of not only the revealed dimensions of Torah, but the inner dimensions of Torah, that which we call Panemius of Torah, Kabbalah Chasidus, and particularly Chabad Chasidus. And as well, there was a great humility to Rav Hillel, but with that great humility, there was the responsibility that he would project out onto his students of all time, because his writings have been committed to writing. And in particularly, it was known about him that he was a great learner of Torah, even at an early age. In fact, he was also very mature at a young age. He had gotten married at the age of 12, and the nickname that was given to him by Chassidim was called Chol HaMoed, because at the age of 12, while he was married, he was obligated to wear a talis, the larger garment that we wrap ourselves with to accept the yoke of the commandments upon ourselves. But as well, Rav Hillel could not wear tefillin, which is very interesting. So he would wear a talis from his 12th to his 13th year when he became bar mitzvah. So he was married even before he was bar mitzvahed. Now, Rav Hillel was also known as someone who was unique for his time. There was a chassid who lived in the previous generation. Yichia Masman said, Chassidim would say that in the past 300 years, basically Rav Hillel lived from 1795 till he went to the next level of life in 1864, there wasn't such a tzaddik in his actions as Rav Hillel. But with that being said, Rav Hillel, and I'm just turning to the page of this story about him, that even in himself, that he had to make a shift in his consciousness based on his previous learning of the Zohar and the other dimensions of Pnimius HaTorah. He was also known to be an expert in the teachings of Arizal, which are very terse, very difficult teachings, which really need elaboration, or else the equivalent of the Ben Ish Chai teaches us that a person who learns the teachings of the Arizal, Yitzhak Luria, whose day of ascension was actually just 6 days ago on the fifth day of Av, be tantamount to pouring a barrel of water over one's head in order to extract out a glass of water. But this lesson was taught to Rav Hillel by himself, by his mentor and mashpir, Rav Zalman Zazmer, who was a chassid of the first Chabad Rebbe, Rav Shneur Zalman of Liadi, and the second Rebbe, Rav Dov Ber of Lubavitch. Before becoming a Chabad chassid, Rav Hillel believed that since all bad traits are derived from the physical body, then as the popular conception of the time went, by weakening the body, one would weaken and hopefully destroy all the bad it produces. As a result, Rav Hillel would often fast and do other acts of deprivation. However, along came a verse cited by Rav Zalman Zesmer: "From my flesh I can observe the essence of Hashem," which is a quote from the book of Eov or book of Job or Job, chapter 19, verse 26. He explained to Rav Hillel that the body is the vehicle which one can come close to godliness. And from there on, Rav Hillel changed his behavior. On the other hand, Rav Hillel wants us to know that we have to be humble, but being totally humble is not always a virtue. As there is a teaching from him, the Gemara explains that Yosef HaTzadik, Joseph the righteous one, who was sent in chains to Egypt and later would rise up to be the viceroy of Egypt, was to be imprisoned for 10 years. But he was punished with an additional 2 years because he twice asked the chief butler to mention his plight to Paro, or the Pharaoh. An obvious question remains, although one has to have faith that Creator takes care and provides one with all his needs, nevertheless isn't one obligated to do his part. This is based on the pasuk that says, the verse, Hashem will bless a person everything he does. Yes, the blessing is from God, the Almighty Creator, but you must do your part. We see this too with Jacob, one of our patriarchs, Yaakov Avinu. While he davened to the Creator beseeching him to protect him, he also sent Esau, his twin brother, presents and prepared for battle because he did not want to rely solely on a miracle. Like our sages taught us, one is not allowed to rely on a miracle. This being the case, what was Yosef or Joseph's sin? After being in prison for 10 years, he thought he must do his part. The answer is that Yosef was on a much higher level and should have been able to rely totally on Hashem, Creator, without doing anything. Hearing this, one of Reb Hillel's students, Reb Gershon Dalber, said, "Perhaps Reb Yosef's humility prevented him from thinking he was a higher than lower level. After all, his great father, Yaakov Avinu, demonstrated that he too was on that lower level by acting in addition to having faith." Reb Hillel answered, "Let's say you recognize a special talent in your son. For example, he is extremely gifted with his hands. Everyone sees he can be successful in various trades, be it a skilled craftsman, artist, or violinist. However, if the father insists and forces the child to become a simple shoemaker instead, wouldn't everyone call it a waste of talent? It is similar when it comes to our spiritual potential. We must be conscious of our spiritual potential and strive to utilize it. Yosef should recognize his greatness and not remain satisfied with being on a lower level." So we see, blessed souls, on the one hand, to be humble, to admit one's mistaken level of consciousness compared to the consciousness one can arise to. At the same time, too, not to diminish one's potential and to try to actualize that potential any given moment. Finally, we'll end tersely, blessed souls, with a teaching from Hillel based on the whole idea that there is a spiritual dimension of the ear that very few teachings before this had come across my eyes and my ears and my heart. And basically, the whole idea is that one of the fundamental commandments of the nation of Israel is to proclaim two times a day and once before retiring to bed at night the Shema Yisrael. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one, and blessed is the glory of his King forever. Now, Rav Hillel identified this in the laws of the foundations of the Torah by Rambam in chapter 1, law 7, that this is the knowledge of the Creator's oneness, which is a mitzvah from the Torah, is fulfilled by reciting that verse, as I just mentioned. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Rav Hillel wanted us to understand that it's understood from the words of the Rambam, who cited in the laws of the foundation of the Torah, chapter 1, verse 7, that was the scriptural proof that there is a commandment to affirm the oneness of Creator. However, when it said, Hear, O Israel, in the Lashon HaKodesh term, Shema, means to hear, is not just a plain hearing with the physical ear, but rather the intent was, Rav Hillel asserted, that it was an expression of understanding. And this idea of understanding is connected to the idea of the Panimius HaOzen, the inner dimension of the ear, which is a spiritual power which is enclosed in the ear. And when we activate and actualize the spiritual power within our inner ear, our Panimius HaOzen, we can understand and distinguish between good and raw, I would say good and tov and raw, good and evil, and we also are able to distinguish between the truth and something which is not the truth. As there is another verse, which asks, can the ear distinguish words? Yes, it can, when we activate, according to Rav Hillel, that Panimis Ozen. So we'll end on that. No, blessed souls, hopefully this brief terse presentation will give you the motivation to learn more about this tzaddik and chassid. He was also called half a chassid, half a tzaddik, because he could have been a Rebbe on his own, but he did not ascend to that level because he did not want to impose his presence to distract the Chabad Hasidim from the second and third Chabad Rebbe. So we're going to conclude now, blessed souls, as we usually do in our fashion, as my humble role as international, local, cyberspace, internet, Torah Askan, Torah activist, Don Zos Yagubin, to remind everyone, I've got to be good, you've got to be good, we've all got to be good, because Atevo Tov Lehetiv, it's a nature good to do good, and the Creator patiently waits all of us to activate the goodness within ourselves, inside ourselves, which is configured within our DNA, because we have a Tzelem Elohim, and a divine image. We're supposed to get in scrimmage to experience those experiences we're uniquely human. Let's go out and do something good. Let's go in the spirit of Hillel to activate that Panimius Ozen, that inner dimension of the spiritual power that is to distinguish between good and evil, and that which is truth and that which is not truth. It's a process of ascension in consciousness, but what we can do it, because it's a Torah teaching, and you've just heard it by Shkach Abbas, divine providence. You can go ahead and try to actualize that within your own blessed living experience as part of 7.6 billion human beings blazing and grazing into the creation, never to fall by the hands of the evil eugenicist, Babylonian, Soviet, Egyptian, Persian, Midian, Greek philosophies of years gone by. Also neo-Nazi as well. So let's end off on a positive note. Trachov et zayin good, think good, will be good. To be continued, Bez Hashem Yisprek, to be continued with the help of the Most High. Take care, everyone.